My guest is the Colby Band Director, Nathan Larson, and the band down in Colby has two big activities going on. The first one we'd like to talk about is the band is in need of new uniforms. Nathan, can you estimate how old are the current uniforms you're using?
The current uniforms we have were bought back in 1993 and then again in 1998, so they're at least 20 years old.
Approximately how many students do you have in the marching band right now?
Currently in our marching band, which only meets over the summer, students who are in seventh grade or older are eligible. So depending on if they want to do it or not, we could have upwards of 35, 40 kids in the marching band this coming summer.
And approximately how many events do you participate in each year?
We do three parades over the summer with the marching band. We do the Dorchester Parade, the Colby Parade, as well as the Athens Parade. But we also do a homecoming field show in October that coordinates with our homecoming activities. And then we also play on Memorial Day at the Dorchester and Colby Memorial Day ceremonies.
So your need of new uniforms, how are you attempting to raise the money?
We have fundraisers all over the place that are going towards this fundraiser. Our first big fundraiser is coming up on March 7th, and that's our fifth quarter concert, where all money raised from that event is going directly towards the new uniforms.
Okay. And what are some of the other things the students are involved in where they're trying to raise money?
Over the summer, we do the dunk tank and cheese curd throw, the World Championship cheese curd throw, during the Colby Cheese Days. And that money is going towards new uniforms. And then our basketball concession stand during the school year, the band runs the concession stand for all home girls and boys basketball games. And that money is also going towards the new uniforms.
Once again, my guest is the Colby Band Director, Nathan Larson. So the new uniforms, that's one fundraiser you're working on. You have a second fundraiser, and that is you would like to take the band on a trip to Atlanta. Can you tell us the dates for that trip, please?
Yeah, we are going to Atlanta, Georgia, April 20th through the 24th. We leave Wednesday after school, April 20th, and we will get back Sunday afternoon, early evening of the 24th.
Now, you're relatively new there to Colby, but you're under the impression that the Colby band has never gone on any kind of trip like this. Is that right?
That is correct. As far as I know, they have never been outside the state of Wisconsin on a big trip like this.
So this is a really awesome opportunity. So why Atlanta? Why that particular destination?
Atlanta, I thought, would be a good first step for this group. I was able to, back in high school, go on a trip to Atlanta, and I really enjoyed it. It was a bigger city, but not so big like New York or down to Florida, and it was a lot of fun.
How many students do you anticipate making this trip?
The high school band will be making the trip, which is 21 students with four chaperones, including myself, so 25 people total.
What are some of the things that the kids will see and do in Atlanta?
Yeah, the Wednesday we leave, we're going to stop in Tennessee at the Tennessee Aquarium. And then when we get to Atlanta, we're going to go to the Coca-Cola Museum, where they'll get to try different types of soda from over 100 different countries. We're going to go to the CNN studios, which is headquartered in Atlanta, and take a tour of the studios. And then our main purpose for going down there is to perform. So we have a competition that Friday, the 22nd, where we will perform and compete in front of judges. And then our final full day there, we actually go to they call it Six Flags Over Georgia, which is sort of a Six Flags Great America, where they'll get to go on rides and everything, and that's when the award ceremony is.
So fundraising is going on. Can you tell us, please, how the students are raising funds in order to make the trip?
Yeah. Back in September, we had a fundraiser with our magazines, chocolates, Christmas items, Christmas gifts, where the students got 40% of what ever they sold would go directly towards their trip. But the other big part is our concession stand from this past year. All the money that we raised from the concession stand was going towards the bus cost. The bus cost is the biggest cost that we have. It was roughly $8,500. And with our concession stand, we were able to pay that entirely. So our trip cost was considerably less for each student.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. Once again, my guest is Nathan Larson. He is the band director at the Colby High School. So the Atlanta trip is set for April 20th through the 24th. The new uniform fundraiser, one of the fundraising events, is coming up on March 7th. Would you please, Nathan, remind us of that, please?
Yeah, March 7th at 6 o'clock p.m. the event starts, but you can come whenever you like between 6 and 8 o'clock. We have Fazoli's coming in to cater pasta, salad, bread, and we'll have milk and water. We'll also have a bake sale going on for some desserts with also some soda and other beverages for sale. We will also have raffle baskets donated from local businesses throughout Dorchester, Colby, Abbotsford, and silent auction items as well. And again, all that money raised that night will go directly towards new uniforms. Each uniform costs roughly between $400 and $500, and we're looking at purchasing 45 uniforms. So we're looking at raising between $15,000 and $20,000. Not all on that night, but that night will help us put a good chunk of that away.
Once again, my guest has been Nathan Larson. He is the band director at the Colby High School and Middle School. Thanks so much for sharing some of your time, and best of luck to you and your band.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.